When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof, Allbirds or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling, and for the shoppers buying, simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet. And the not-so-secret secret, with Shop Pay, that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going... So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell wherever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Businesses that sell more sell on Shopify. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout Skims uses. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/audioboom, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/audioboom to upgrade your selling today. shopify.com/audioboom.
Where's the smoke? At just 16, I know I probably shouldn't be doing this, but I couldn't resist. My mom warned me against it, and my friends advised me to stay away, but I didn't care. I went ahead and did it anyways because it brought me a sense of happiness. I'm talking about smoking. Yeah, that habit where people inhale toxic fumes from those little sticks that gradually destroy your health? That's what I've been doing. I think I picked it up about a year ago, and it's been part of my routine ever since. My mom is really against it, especially since my dad passed away due to smoking, but she hasn't been able to stop me. I usually only smoke when I'm feeling stressed or anxious. This morning, I was sitting on the back porch, doing my usual thing, relaxing in a chair, smoking, and sipping on a glass of water. It's a little ritual I enjoy. Suddenly, the door swung open, and I turned to see my mom standing there. The moment she spotted the cigarette hanging from my lips, her smile vanished.
Harrison, I thought you promised not to do that in the morning. It's bad enough that you smoke every day and night.
She said, her voice filled with concern. I rolled my eyes and muttered under my breath. I didn't smoke every single day or night. I only do it when I'm feeling anxious or overwhelmed. Mom, relax. I'm not smoking as much as Dad did, and you don't need to worry so much. I'm almost out of cigarettes anyways. I replied, getting to my feet. Without another word, I crushed the cigarette under my foot, extinguishing the smoke and the flame. Listen, young man. It's time for school, and I really don't want you to be late again, so off you go. Mom instructed. I simply nodded, and despite the lingering scent of cigarette smoke on me, she allowed me to give her a quick kiss on the cheek. After grabbing my bag and the essentials for school, I started my walk down the street. School was usually a drag. It felt like nothing the teacher said ever stuck, and they often acted like they owned you the moment you stepped through the doors. As I walked, I pondered Mom's words. Maybe she had a point. Perhaps I should quit smoking. If I wanted to have a long life, a good appearance, and a family someday,
smoking certainly wouldn't help. Yet the thought of giving up cigarettes even for a day was daunting. The pain of losing my dad was a heavy burden, and smoking seemed to dull that ache, even if just a little bit. I continued my walk until I reached the school. Before entering, I made sure to hide my cigarettes. I knew that if a teacher spotted them, I'd be in serious trouble. Once I settled at my desk, I noticed a group of students chatting and laughing together. I sighed quietly, feeling the sting of isolation as many avoided me because of my smoking habit. Maybe I could find someone who shared my interest in smoking. It would be nice to have a companion to hang out with. Mom was right about one thing. My jacket reeked of smoke, and I could tell some girls were giving me looks that made me feel like a pariah. When lunch arrived, I found myself alone at the table, which didn't bother me too much. But during recess, my heart raced as I contemplated sneaking a smoke or finding some way to escape the reality of it all. While spending time outside, I found myself standing under a tree, ready to light up a cigarette. Just as I was about to grab a cigarette and take that mighty first puff, I realized my pack was completely empty. Frustrated, I let out a low growl and crumpled the box in my hand. I went through the rest of the day without a single smoke, which I knew would please my mom. But I still felt the urge to hurl my shoe at someone. After school, I retraced my steps from the morning when something caught my eye. Across the street stood an antique shop that had an intriguing charm. I considered checking it out, but I remembered that Mom didn't appreciate me being late. Then it hit me. I could easily tell her I stopped because I was trying to kick my smoking habit. Without a second thought, I made my way to the store. As I approached, I noticed its brown and golden exterior, a design that seemed to cater to older ladies. Yet I felt a spark of curiosity about what treasures might lie within. I grasped the golden doorknob and stepped inside, immediately greeted by a rush of cool air. For a moment, I thought about turning back, but I pushed aside my hesitation and decided to explore this intriguing place. As I wandered through the aisles, I spotted books, clothes, and all sorts of items typical of antique shops, and I couldn't help but chuckle to myself. As I approached the front counter, I spotted an older gentleman engrossed in his book, his glasses perched on his nose. When I cleared my throat, he glanced up at me.
Oh, greetings, young one. Welcome. Is there something special you're looking to purchase in my delightful store?
He inquired. I considered picking up a little something for Mom, hoping to lift her spirits after the events of this morning. I was sure I could find something that she would appreciate here. Then another thought crossed my mind. After the unfortunate incident with my box of cigarettes at school, I was in need of a replacement. This might sound a bit odd, but do you happen to sell cigarettes? I asked. The man raised an eyebrow and I anticipated his response. However, he simply held up a finger and leaned down, obscuring my view of him. Moments later, he straightened up and at first, I thought he had nothing to offer. But then he placed a white and gold cigarette box on the counter. I eagerly snatched the box, my excitement building as I read the name printed on it.
Pleasure.
How much do they cost? I asked with a grin.
They're free, but let me give you a heads up,
the man replied, his tone dripping with intrigue.
Young man, make sure you only indulge in one a day. Trust me, you won't enjoy the consequences of smoking more than that.
I stared at him, thinking he was a bit eccentric, and thanked him before leaving the store. As I strolled down the street, I couldn't help but glance at the cigarette box. Caution. Smoke only one of these cigarettes a day.
Huh.
I tucked the box into my pocket, chuckling to myself. He probably just wanted to save some for the others. When I got home, Mom was already in the kitchen preparing dinner. She immediately asked where I had been, and I casually mentioned I was just wandering around the city, contemplating a cigarette. She smiled, and I suggested I could just head upstairs, asking her to call me when dinner was ready. Without another word, I made my way up to my room and shut the door behind me. Sitting on the edge of my bed, I pulled the intriguing cigarettes from my pocket and began to open the box. As I took one out, I was taken back. Instead of the usual white and tan, this cigarette was entirely black, leaving me puzzled since I had never encountered a black cigarette before outside of cloves. I considered giving it a try before dinner, but then I realized that wouldn't be a good idea. Mom would definitely catch a whiff of it, and I could already picture her disappointment. So, I shut the box and tucked it away into my drawer, trying to shake off the nerves about what the cigarette had looked like. During dinner, Mom was sharing stories about her day at work, but I found it hard to focus on her words. My mind was racing with thoughts of my plans for that night. Once dinner was over, it was bedtime for Mom. She had an early start the next day and always turned in early. That left me alone in my room, and without really thinking it through, I got out of bed, slipped my pleasure cigarettes into my jacket, and quietly made my way out. I could hear Mom chatting on the phone in her room, so I made sure to keep my breathing steady to avoid drawing her attention. Once I stepped outside into the backyard, I pulled out the cigarette box and my lighter. I quickly took out a pleasure cigarette, lit it, and took my first puff.
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof, Allbirds or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling, and for the shoppers buying, simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet. And the not-so-secret secret, with Shop Pay, that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going... So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell wherever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Businesses that sell more sell on Shopify. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout Skims uses. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/audioboom, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/audioboom to upgrade your selling today. shopify.com/audioboom.
A sudden chill ran down my spine, which was strange because I had never felt that way with other cigarettes I'd tried. Maybe it was just the cool night air. I continued until I felt it was time to stop, casually tossing the cigarette into the grass, indifferent to the possibility of igniting a fire, and made my way back inside. Once I reached my room, a harsh cough escaped me, surprising myself. Sure, I'd coughed from smoking before, but this one felt like it was tearing my throat apart. The next morning, I went through my usual routine, lighting up a cigarette while sipping on a glass of water, but this time it was a pleasure cigarette. I actually enjoyed it. But this time it was a pleasure cigarette, and I actually enjoyed it. Why do these feel so strange? After that, I headed to school. And as a sort of farewell, I avoided cigarettes during classes and lunch. However, once outside, I made my way down to the tree to indulge in a smoke. I lit my cigarette and took a drag, only to notice that the smoke billowing out was an unsettling shade of black. It sent a shiver down my spine, and I considered examining the cigarettes more closely, but ultimately shrugged it off, not really caring anymore. Maybe I should pay attention to these pleasure cigarettes, especially since they were completely black, and the smoke I exhaled was the same eerie color, which unnerved me. I was aware that smoking was a slow death, but I couldn't shake the thought. Would these cigarettes stain my teeth black or change the color of my eyes? I knew I shouldn't dwell on it, but the thoughts just kept creeping in. After a long evening, I found myself feeling quite exhausted, so I thought it might be a good idea to take a nap, or perhaps turn in earlier than usual. Before long, I stirred awake, rubbing my eyes and feeling a bit disoriented and still fatigued. I heard my mom calling for me downstairs, prompting me to get up and head that way. As I entered the kitchen, I saw her with her back to me, but I could make out that she was holding a knife. "Mom, what's happening?" I asked, a hint of concern creeping into my voice. "I just wanted to surprise you with a little gift," she replied cheerfully. When she turned around, I noticed the knife still in her hand, but her face was lit up with a wide grin. Suddenly, without warning, she opened her mouth, and a torrent of black goo erupted everywhere. She began to laugh maniacally, and in that moment, I screamed. When I opened my eyes again, I found myself back in bed, staring up at the ceiling. I quickly sat up, taking in my surroundings and realizing I was in my own room. It dawned on me that I must have just experienced a nightmare. A few days later, I had smoked quite a few cigarettes, yet the box seemed never ending. Was that a good sign or a bad one? Suddenly, I realized I wasn't feeling great. These so-called pleasure cigarettes were taking a toll on me, and I could sense it. I decided to return to the antique shop, intending to explain the situation to the man and return the cigarettes. As I walked over to the store, I couldn't shake off the nightmare I had. When I mentioned it to my mom, she suggested it was likely due to my smoking habit, offering no comfort in my eyes. Upon reaching the shop, I pulled out the cigarette box, ready to share my concerns with the shopkeeper. But when I looked up, a wave of dizziness hit me. The store appeared completely deserted, and I felt a surge of panic. Was this all just a cruel trick, or was I losing my grip on reality? In a moment of clarity, I turned around and tossed the cigarette box into the nearby trash can, heading home with the firm resolve to quit smoking after everything that had transpired. As I made my way to my room, a wave of dread washed over me when I spotted the pleasure cigarettes sitting on my bed. I was certain I had tossed them away, and now things were starting to feel really strange. Unsure of my next move, I stormed over to the cigarette box, a surge of frustration making me want to crush it in my grip. I muttered angrily under my breath. I stepped outside, taking a seat on the porch, grappling with what to do next, feeling as if I was somehow cursed by these cigarettes. As I strolled down the street, lost in thought, I suddenly collided with something and heard a cry of pain.
Bitch!
Looking down, I saw a little girl sprawled on the ground, tears streaming down her cheeks, and my heart sank with guilt. Are you all right? I asked, my voice laced with concern.
You ran into me. You need to watch where you're going.
She retorted sharply. I extended my hand to help her up and she accepted it. But then I felt a sharp pain where she gripped my arm as if it was on fire. I yanked my arm away, crying out in agony.
What's wrong, Harrison? I thought you enjoyed smoking.
The girl said with a mischievous grin. I scanned the empty street, realizing there was no one around to intervene with this bizarre little girl. It felt like a scene from a dream, something that couldn't possibly be real. She flashed a wide smile, revealing her blackened teeth, and then exhaled a cloud of dark smoke right in my face, cackling like a deranged creature.
Don't you want another hit?
She taunted, brandishing a pleasure cigarette. I instinctively stepped back, heat rising in my cheeks and my heartbeat pounded in my ears. It seemed she could sense my fear, and her laughter echoed again. Without a second thought, I bolted down the street, not caring where I was headed, just desperate to escape. A few minutes later, I found myself at the edge of town, standing in the woods. I was trying to calm my racing heart when I heard that laughter again. Turning around, I was met with the sight of the girl once more. This time, her eyes were pitch black, and dark goo dripped from her nose and mouth, making her even more terrifying.
Come on, take it. You know you want it.
She urged, holding the cigarette out towards me.
Just leave me be.
The girl bursted into laughter, and I instinctively covered my ears, yet her giggles still pierced through. Out of nowhere, I began to choke, quickly clamping my hand over my mouth. When I pulled it away, I was horrified to see dark blood smearing across my palm. I let it spill onto the ground, and then a wave of dizziness hit me, causing me to collapse with a heavy thud. As I drifted into the void, everything from my life and family faded away, leading me to believe I was gone. But then, I blinked my eyes open. I found myself in a hospital room where a doctor and my mom were deep in conversation. Glancing around, I realized I was lying in a hospital bed.
Mom?
She turned around in an instant, and upon seeing me awake, she rushed over to envelop me in a tight embrace. I groaned softly, but the thought of telling her she was hurting me didn't cross my mind.
What happened?
I asked, directing my gaze at the doctor.
Well, young man, some hikers discovered you unconscious in the woods near town. They found these in your hands, and I suspect they affected your heart and brain.
The doctor held up a box of pleasure cigarettes, and a wave of emotion washed over me, making me feel faint again. But I knew I had to explain to both my mom and the doctor what had transpired. A few weeks later, I had finally kicked the smoking habit, much to Mom's delight, and I felt a sense of relief as well. The reality was that after I let go of those indulgent cigarettes, everything seemed to return to normal, and I was confident my health would improve significantly. One rainy night, Mom and I were cozied up in the living room when the doorbell rang. Curiosity piqued, I got up to see who it was. When I opened the door, I found no one there, but my eyes fell on a bottle of wine resting on the ground. I leaned down to pick it up and examine the label, which read, Glamour. Interesting, I thought to myself. I wonder what it tastes like.